Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday. What's right? It's Sunday. That's right, my minions. It's time for Radio Speed Talk with Cliff, Pete, and the whole gang. Hi, my name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We'll get to the boys here in just a second. We're going to talk about a lot of things that go really fast. You never know who's going to stop by, so stick around right here on the Balance Radio Network. One thing I want to remind you, every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. is The Balance Live, guys. And I tell you what, we spend the first hour still talking about racing, but in the second hour, we bring you everything that you could possibly want to talk about sports, from the NFL, the MLB, hockey, and much, much, much more. You never know who's going to stop by either there, guys. I tell you what, we have a great time on the show. Make sure that you are taking time to follow us on Twitter, TBalance, as well as Facebook, The Balance. Now, also, I want to remind you guys, our sister company and our partners in crime, IndyProSports.com, The Fan Revolution. These guys, I tell you what, we've put together a great spot for fans to just go and be themselves. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, the Hoosiers, the Bulldogs, and IndyCar, of course. Much, much more. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. I'll tell you what, though, we had fun putting it together. It was the brainchild of myself and Mark Timmons, who's a local businessman here in Indianapolis, and also the creator of the L.A. Dodger Talk, where they talk nothing but L.A. Dodgers. I tell you what, we have a great time with Indy Pro Sports. Check them out on Twitter, Pro Indy, as well as Facebook, IndyProSports.com. And I tell you what, every Saturday morning, you do not know who's going to be stopping in, what we're going to be talking about. We have a great time. I tell you what, you know, you don't want to miss some of our regulars that stop by. And my minions, you know, we've just got a whole great summer plan for you. So I hope that you take time to stop by on Saturday mornings between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. I know what you're getting ready to say. It's awful early. I was up all night. I passed out. I was in a drunk tank. My minions, come on. Man up. Grab your sack and get up. 9 a.m. Join us, guys. And all right, you know what? Just to show you I got a heart, if you guys need to sleep in, it is completely okay with me. But when you get up, check us out on the archives. Remember, we're on iTunes as well. So, you know, there's really no excuse for you to miss any episode of The Balance, and there's no excuse for you to go to IndyProSports.com. Great thing about Indy Pro Sports, if you're following them on the social media world, they just tell you, hey, here's what's going on Indy Pro Sports. Go there and leave a comment. And we'd love the comments that we get on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, we want you to be as interactive with us as you are your girlfriend. No, I take that back. No, actually be more interactive with us than you are your girlfriend, because we know you never talk to your girlfriend. We want you to talk to us. That's right, guys. Don't blame me, blame Eve. I don't know if that's going to be our new slogan. We're going to find out here in the next couple of weeks, guys. So make sure that you are joining us right here on the Balance Radio Network. Right around the corner, though, is RadioSpeedTalk.com. Yeah, well, you can find him online, RadioSpeedTalk.com. But Radio Speed Talk with Cliff, Pete, and I tell you what, you just really never know who's going to stop by and you know, grab the mic, and they have a fun time. And I tell you, they have an A list of clients, an A list of, hey, it's Sunday, you know, what can you expect? I do my show on Saturday, not Sunday. But anyway, by the way, guys, my name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We're going to be joining up with the Radio Speed Talk guys right now, right around the corner, right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll see you Saturday. Hey, guys, remember, don't drink and drive. Ain't cool.
What? No. What? No.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow! It's time for Speed Talk with host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you deport my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Hello, Newman!
It's Newman at the line!
Danica, we saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him?
Probably best I didn't get down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two quarters, J.R. Hildebrand. Careful of traffic. He's got to get around the left. Traffic. 100 gears now.
You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them, and when I turned and looked back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well,
I was born to a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This romance just got interesting.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before. You people are amazing.
Cliff Tanner and Pete LaFuchsia.
Thank you, Rod Tanner. Welcome, junkies. Hang on, we are going to have to go fast today. We got a lot of good people coming up. We got Tony Schumacher, Mike Neff, Larry McReynolds, and also Jason McCullough from our good buddies at the United States Lawnmower Racing Association as the Huntington Disease Memorial is coming up. Man, guys, I'll tell you, it was fun. We all got to go to the NHRA Finals over there in Norwalk, Ohio, the Summit Racing Equipment, NHRA Nationals. And I got Kenny Barr with me on the left, Pete on the right, LaFuchsia, and I'm Cliff Tanner. And guys, it was some pretty cool watching the whole thing. We got to talk to some cool people, and we actually got a couple of good interviews out of it with Mike Neff being the Funny Car Champion. And we got to talk to Tony Schumacher right before he went into the semifinals. He ran the semifinals. Unfortunately, he squeaked the tires a little bit and kind of messed up.
Might have hit that bump in the left lane.
Yeah, I know.
And you'll have to hear the interview. I wondered about that. He's talking about.
Yeah, and it was cool to watch. I was kind of disappointed, though. I got to say this real quick. I was kind of disappointed we didn't get our nitro measles because they closed off the roof to photographers only, so we didn't get a chance to get up there.
Yeah, that's okay. But my wife don't appreciate trying to wash them turkeys out of that white shirt anyway. But I was looking forward to them.
Yeah, I was. But it was great. Spencer Massey won, and he won on a hole shot. There was actually a couple of hole shots won. Mike Neff overcame a horrible first run to come back and became the first back-to-back champion. In that division at that track. They've only been there 5 years, or that was the 6th year. So, but the coolest thing, and I thought it was awesome, and watching and reading ever since, Vincent Nobile wins his first Pro Stock Championship, and he got, man, the look on his face holding that $50,000 check was just amazing.
They did the double back-to-back thing.
He won Saturday night. Yeah, he had the Nitro Challenge on Saturday, and then by winning the race, he won the $75,000 or something like that.
He's won an event before.
Well, he won last year.
He's 11-0 at Norwalk in match racing.
Is he really?
Yeah,
really?
He has not got beat in a single round there yet.
Wow, that is amazing.
That's cool.
And he's what they say he was, 18, 19, 20?
He's
20,
a pup.
Something like that.
20.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a young boy.
His dad and his mom are both real, what's the right word, emotional people, and they just wear their emotion on their sleeve, and they're just almost crying when it happens. It's just cool. Oh. It's cool in person. It's cool on TV. It's just that's one of the reasons I like NHRA. They get after it and they really enjoy it.
Or the fact that we get drug back into a little cubby hole to do an interview, or just knowing these people. You know what I liked is we walk in the media center and bam, people are like, oh, hey, Pete, Cliff, hey, how you doing?
Well, that always helps.
Well, and going back to what you said, I mean, us being fathers, all of us being fathers and a couple of us grandfathers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can understand the emotion that a parent or a grandparent would have for that. Also, congratulations to Andrew Hines, also won on a hole shot.
Hector Arana Jr., and man, I'm telling you what, guys, the Harley-Davidsons are just unbeatable right now.
They are honking on, and, you know, they put that 25 pounds, extra pounds on them guys early in the year, and that hasn't stopped them from winning a bit.
Doesn't mean anything, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, him and Arana, I mean, if you watch it and you've seen it, you know, at the finish line, if Hines wouldn't have won on the whole shot, Arana won.
Arana outrun him. He was faster.
It was, it took him a minute to get up there, but... Man, the Aranas and the Vance and Hines boys are just, man, I've been going all year.
Isn't it just one of them four people have won
all
year? It's one of them four. So, somebody like me who's dummy and picking other stuff shouldn't be doing that.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, folks. And again, I'm sorry, this is going to be fast. We got a lot of people coming on. But just want to set this up a little bit. We did get a chance to talk to Tony Schumacher, as we said, smoking his big stogie, back behind his hauler talking. So you're going to hear a little bit of background noise, which, you know, it's racing. You know, this is the way it goes. But, man, I just love talking to the guy. He's very animated. He's very cool. And he didn't even hesitate when he said, yeah, I'll talk to you guys before. Come on back. And we just had a great time.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead. Tony's coming up. And right after that, we're going to play Mike Neff.
So he went out and qualified better and got those points. So if he'd have won that round and I won that round, he keeps up with me. But he's out now. So Spencer, if Spencer goes out and wins next round and I can beat, he'll take the lead. One guy could, you know, it was one of those inevitable, I don't know what you call it, just I had no win-lose deal. One of the guys was going to move on. Both guys were within a round, but I had to win. I did. So it kept me, you know, a round out there, but now Spence is still... whatever he is, 17, 18 points behind.
Talk a little bit about the weather difference. You know, this weekend has been pretty hot. Today's actually kind of nice.
It is kind of nice. Almost nice enough to throw everyone a curveball. It's not nice enough to go fast, but it's nice enough to think you can. How about that? You know, you start turning screws because it's like, oh, clouds, but it's still 125 degrees on a racetrack. So guess what? Not good enough to run in the 70s and low 80s like we all want to do. It takes a good team. Some good knowledge right there. We were on a fantastic run, probably an 86, 87, and it started to spin. There's a bump out there. We hadn't had enough runs on the track to find out where it is, but we got it now. And I'm sure we're going to get moved into the left lane again. Torrance made a great run and was probably in the right lane. He's going to move us over, and at that point, we're going to have to be able to get around that bump, go through it, do whatever we got to do to get down that track and beat him.
Is it that big of a difference in between the two lanes?
Well, I'd much rather have it. You know, if you ask a guy that doesn't have it, no, it's fine. It's all equal. If you ask a guy that's got lane choice, it's the whole race. So it's always been that way, you know, and you want it. But I've won it without it a lot of times, and we're going to go do it again.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're having one of the best years you've had in a while, so you're looking good.
Hey, we're in the points lead. You know, we went 30-some races without winning. Then we won Bristol, and everyone kept saying, what a slump you're in. I go, what? You know, your slump, my points lead. You call it what you want. I'm in the points lead without a win. I don't care, you know, so... good team. We get through adversity. We kept our head together. We didn't fire people. We figured it out. Worked extra hard at the shop and got it done. Did what we had to do.
What's it going to take to win today?
The other two guys got to get beat.
You know, this is a simpler sport than you think, really.
Yeah. I say, people go, how do you work out? I lift things up and put them down. That's it, man. It's easy, you know. I love that commercial, but that's it. You know, I come out half the time, and you listen to Beckman, and he's going, hey, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do that. And I walk out and go, four of them, you make fire, that's it. You know, doesn't take a rocket scientist to drive the car, it takes a rocket scientist to tune it.
Talk about your team a little bit. Sorry about that.
Great guys, man. You know, I joke about it. Here's what I say. I tell kids that are listening, think about your five friends. I love racing this car, but I would never drive a top field track with my five high school buddies, and I'll explain why. Close your eyes and picture your five buddies. You can immediately picture the really smart guy. Unfortunately, you can also picture an idiot. And if you can't find the idiot in the group, I hate to be their burden of bad news, but you're the guy. Exactly. It's always funny how you see buddies pointing at each other. You're the idiot. But the fact is, I had those guys too. Sometimes I had a group where I was that guy. That's just the way it is. You know, it depends who you're with for the day. But, you know, I surround myself with absolutely great people. A-plus, they don't bring a B-plus, you know, average to an A-plus race, man. These guys know how to go out and win, and that's the team. The only reason I start top field dragster makes 8,000 horsepower is because those nice guys make it possible for me to win each and every day.
Next, talk about that bump in the track. Now, is that something you can tune for a little bit, or you just have to drive around it?
Well, no, you can tune for it. You can. It's just difficult. You got to accelerate hard enough early to get over it softly. You got to make sure you retard the mags at the right place. There's 1,000 things we can do, but you got to do it right. You know, it's not something you guess at. It's something you look at. You know where the bump is. We have a guy that comes out. Actually, Tommy Johnson right now comes out early, looks at the track, tells us where the bump is, tells us how to get around it, how to get through it, what we need to do to win this race.
Where is the bump located at?
left lane.
Well, I mean,
pretty early on, you know, pretty early on, and you just got to skate over. But you got to, if you go out there and you're trying to give it clutch at that time, you've got a lot of foot and making power at that exact moment, you're in trouble. You got to get going fast over it so that when it's seeing levers, it's not, because it's going to be light on the tire, you know, and it's going to take a driver to not be turning at that point. It's critical that you got both tires on the ground when you get to the spot on the track that has bumps.
Well, Schumacher, appreciate your time, man.
You got it, man. Anytime.
Guy. Thanks, man.
All good.
Thanks.
All right, we're now joined by the gentleman who won the Funny Car Championship at the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals this week, Mike Neff. Mike, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being on.
Hey, congratulations. You're the first back-to-back winner there in the Funny Car division. How's that feel for you, man?
Feels real good. Definitely some tricky conditions and just a hot weekend, boy, just like it was all over the Midwest, it seems like, here lately, but... you have a lot of sweating going on, and definitely made it all worthwhile getting a win there in Norwalk.
Well, let me ask you this. You were talking about that all the way up until Sunday when the finals went on. It actually was like 20 degrees cooler. Did that do anything to you psychologically, or did you have to do anything different to the car to prepare for that?
No. The way it worked out is, because we had a run Friday night, which ended up those conditions were just like they were first round. And then even though it was cooler out, the track temperature still got up there over 130 like it was on Saturday. So it was just a lot more pleasant on Sunday. It wasn't near as humid, but it was still warm. And the track was pretty tricky.
Mike, just dawned on me that the two guys who tuned their own cars were the two guys in the finals in Funny Car. Do you think that had a bearing on things where you had a little bit better handle on the car, or did you just go back to your notes and hit a home run with it?
Yeah, I think what helped me out this last weekend was I stayed and tested in Chicago on Monday, and the conditions were really hot, and the track was pretty slippery, just like it was there in Norwalk. So I kind of got a head start on testing there. And then Tim Wilkerson, he match races there in Norwalk every year. So he's made a lot of runs there at Norwalk. So I think he's just got a pretty good setup for there. And he usually does pretty well there in Norwalk also.
Yeah, you can't teach experience, can you? The more seat time and track time you have at a certain facility, it's got to help.
Absolutely, and it just, I don't know, for some reason it just seems like some places you go to you just seem to do well at, and then there's other places you go to just seems like you can't do anything right at, so Norwalk's just one of those places that fortunately it's been good to me.
Well, you know, obviously everybody's been talking about it, and you know, I think people talk about slumps way too much, but you finally got John Force Racing back in the winner's circle, and I know a lot of people were Or the winner's stand. I'm sorry, that circle's the wrong term to use, I guess. But that's got to be a good boost for not only you, but John Force Racing to get back on track.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the whole team, it was good. We started off pretty hot. Robert Hyatt was on a pretty good roll there for a while. But just like everybody, you know, you can only keep that going for so long, it seems like. So he kind of cooled off, and then Schumacher's team's been doing real good. Ron Capps was hot there for a while, and he's actually got three of his cars have been running real well with Johnny Gray and Jack Beckman. So, yeah, we needed it for the Team Force to get back in the winner's circle.
Well, let's go back to the race in altogether. You mentioned Johnny Gray was doing good and all that. He actually qualified first this week, and he chose to go out first of all the cars in the Funny Car, and he had that little mishap with his engine hiccup, and it shot the parachute out. What could have you done different to maybe not have that happen? Did you know anything that was going on there? And he also was really vocal at the end about all the safety issues, which is what caused him to have the shootout early, prematurely.
Yeah, what happened was with his case, first of all, he probably picked first pair just, you know, because he wanted to get up there when the track was, you know, cooler and didn't have a lot of time to warm up. He felt like his chances probably were better winning on a on those kind of conditions. But as far as what these cars have is they have some safety features on them, which there's a connector that goes over the blower burst panel that plugs in. So in the event that it backfires the blower and it pops that panel, that then pulls apart this connector, which is attached to the burst panel there on the manifold, which then shuts the fuel off and kills the ignition and throws the parachutes out. So what happened there with him is that thing just, I think that's what happened, is that it just wasn't connected all the way or something for some reason. He went to do the burnout and that thing shook loose and came disconnected, and it just shut the car off and threw the parachutes out, and he was dead in the water. So, you know, his frustration comes from, you know, I mean, we do need this, you know, we're all for the safety, safety features, but it just so, like, and they've never been on the cars here for the last forever, up until the last couple of years. So when something like that happens, I think, you know, just the heat of the moment and, you know, being number one qualifier like he was, it was just really frustrating to have something like that, you know, take him out of the race. So, you know, just probably heat of the moment with what he said. I didn't see what he, or hear what he said, but I can imagine that would have been frustrating.
Well, you've never had a heat of the moment, have you?
Once or twice.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you joining us, man. Congratulations again. What's next for you?
We're off this weekend, just working this week. We're going to take a 3-day weekend and then get ready and head out for Denver next week and start the Western Swing, where we race three races in a row.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, appreciate you joining us. And again, congratulations. We'll be talking to you again for the years out, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, again, Mike Neff, Funny Car Champion over at Summit Racing Equipment, NHRA Nationals. You're listening to Speed Talk.
The Air National Guard is a reserve component of the United States Air Force and serves alongside active duty Air Force members in times of a national crisis. With over 95 different career opportunities to choose from and 100% paid college tuition to any state-funded college, why not give us a call? Call 1-800-841-3103 or visit online at goang.com to find out more. The Air National Guard, guarding America, defending freedom.
It's known as the Tricky Triangle, a track whose sum total equals a challenge like nowhere else.
Smoke is boiling between Bush and Johnson.
It is Pocono Raceway, where the first race was won by a king. Every race is full throttle to the photo finish.
Virtual dead heat.
And wrecks are not the end, but the start of a comeback. This is Pocono Raceway, where history is measured in right angles.
Someday, it's when you're finally going to get around to those home improvements. At Wells Fargo, we've learned there's never a spot on your calendar for someday, but there's always one for today. A home equity account from Wells Fargo is a great way to pay for important things like putting your kids through college or that master bedroom you've been thinking about. Why wait for someday? Ask about a home equity account from Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Eddie Allmendinger, driver of the number 22 Shell Pennzoil Dodge. You're listening to Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
We're welcome back. We are now joined by Jason McCullough, who is a host family, and he's also a five-time BP champion in coming up for the United States Lawnmower Racing Association, the Huntington's Disease race coming up, the Jim Keach Memorial Race. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Well, thank you for having me on, guys.
Oh, no, Rob, anytime. Hey, talk about that a little bit. Obviously, Huntington's disease is pretty special to you. You're going to be the host family for this event. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, this is the 10th year that we've put on the race out here in Sparta, Michigan. And started off as a local chapter race to just try and have awareness raised and some money raised for Huntington's disease, which runs on my dad's side of the family. For those of you unfamiliar with the disease, it's a genetically transferred disease that basically breaks down the brain's functions. It breaks down your motor skills. It breaks down your concentration. It breaks down pretty much everything, you know, that functions with you down to a core. So there is no cure for the disease, and that's one of the main reasons why we're trying to raise awareness and money for research to try and help families like my own that are struggling with losing people to it.
Well, talk about that a little bit. I mean, you know, you haven't dealt with it yourself. Does that give you more motivation, or are there other organizations that are kind of combining with the United States Lawnmower Racing Association?
Well, there's all kinds of local chapters that, you know, like in Michigan, there's a chapter that has other events like golf outings or walks or runs, or I believe they even have a track day out of the racetrack where you can bring your car and pay $1 or $10 to go run around and make laps on the racetrack. But all in all, Huntington's disease kind of falls under the radar because there's not a overly large amount of people know what it is or have to deal with it outside of, you know, families or people that know families that have it. People that have the disease sometimes get mistakenly labeled as intoxicated or on drugs because it really gives the body kind of jitterishly motions and loses their concentration and their sense of conveying complete thought sometimes in a sentence. So it just really is difficult to deal with the many symptoms that are happening. And then on top of that, when you have it genetically passed on, and in my dad's family's case, he's one of nine brothers and sisters that were in his family, and he's one of two so far that have not shown signs of symptoms of it. So in that case, we feel like we're the lucky ones, and even if we didn't have that particular cause, I think we should be doing something for a cause out there. It just so happens that this is one that's closest to our hearts, and it really motivates us to try and help this along and hopefully find a cure someday.
Well, Jason, for people that want to know how they can find out more or what they can do, can you give us some websites on where to go? I mean, obviously, you guys are involved with that, but can you give some websites on people so they can look it up?
Sure. As far as the Huntington's Disease Foundation, or I should say association, is concerned, it's HDSA.org, I believe. It's the Huntington's Disease Foundation of America. That is a national chapter that goes back and forth between some of the local divisions. We also have a site for HD Mower Races, which it basically conveys what we do out at the Sparta Airport coming up next weekend, and gives some people some photographs and a sense of what goes on at the entertainment of that weekend.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind. Talk about the race itself and what exactly goes on.
Well, we're just like most of the U.S. national racing events, where we'll host all 11 classes. They'll start off with some practice a little earlier than the advertised start time. Then we'll move on to our heat races after we do a national anthem and an invocation. And then after our heat races, we'll take a short intermission. And at our intermission here this year, we've got pedal tractor races for the kids. And we've usually got an open policy where we'll shut all the mowers down and push them out to the middle part of the track, and the people can come out and see the mowers up close and talk to the drivers and get a sense of what the machines and the drivers are that are out there. And then we shut down the open area again and then let the racers go back into the pits, and we start them up for feature races. And then and a lot of times there's some excitement out there. There's, you know, your regular racing, your action, so you've got some passes and you've got some pretty heated competitions out there. But when it's all done, we're shaking hands and high-fiving and all enjoying ourselves, having a good time.
Well, Jason, since you're a five-time champion and a host family, are you allowed to race in this particular show?
I am. I am very fortunate to be able to do both. Most of the time, the venue host kind of takes over, and my focus is more drawn to that, but Last year I was fortunate enough to actually win both races in the DP class there and walk out of there with an event championship trophy, which was the first time I've ever been able to do that.
So it sounds like you're the hot shoe in the DP class. So are there any speed secrets you can share with us three? Or you got to keep that under your head.
I moved out of the DP class this year. I moved into the new FXT class, the Factory Experimental Twins. So
wow.
We're letting the guys that are running BP class run that class, and we're trying to figure out these new machines that were introduced for the 20th anniversary of the USLMRA.
So you sold all your speed secrets to somebody not in BP class.
Yes, I did.
All right, Jason, tell everybody where can they go, and obviously it's in Sparta, Michigan. Again, it's July 21st and 22nd. How can they get more information on the race?
Again, that HD Moore Races site is probably your best place to go. It's got information on the races, the times, and in the area, and it's got a Google map there to put you out to the airport grounds and make you able to find where we're at. And then it also has some information on the documentary that was shot on our family and one of the other racers. And we're actually doing a screening of that movie Friday night at the high school gymnasium, and there's information for that on the website as well.
Yeah, well, what is the name of that video again? That's Mike Rattel's video. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that is correct. That's On Your Mark, Get Set, Mo. I believe it's a tale of redemption, hope, and lawnmower racing. So.
Well, good deal, man. I'm telling you, folks, you got to get out there and check this out. And again, Jason, you know, you're in it. You're going to have a good time. But I hear there's a media race. Are we involved in that, or how do we get into that?
Oh, I think we could pull some strings if you guys feel like driving up from Fort Wayne. We're
going
to
be there.
We usually have the local ABC affiliates got a TV host that's kind enough to grace us with her presence, and then she challenges local DJs. But I'm sure if you guys wanted to get in the action, we could find some more machines, or we could put you two against each other and see who's the top dog.
Oh, I want
to
take some bets on these two.
I'm ready to do that.
Well, my question is, are full-size trackers allowed?
No.
You've probably seen pictures of me and my girth. I mean, you would have to have one of those tractor pull trackers.
Oh, he's already looking for a handicap, isn't he?
Got
a
handicap.
Well, the DJ that our affiliate usually races against, he's on the larger side, too, so we made an accommodation to make sure he could fit. So I'm sure you guys aren't going to be alone. We can get you on the seat of one of those things.
So I'm going to be in the fat boy class.
Well, first of all, it's not you guys. It's Pete. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're all kind of big, so that's cool. Well, hey, Jason Makula, I appreciate you joining us, man, and we're behind you on this. And again, Sparta, Michigan, July 21st, 22nd. What time do the races actually start, or do the events start?
On Saturday, we're going to start the racing action at 5 p.m. out at the airport grounds. We'll probably go until it's about dark, but we do usually have lights out there in case we need them. And then Sunday, on the 22nd, we're starting the racing show at 1 o'clock.
All right, man. We will be there. And again, Jason, thanks for joining us, and good luck, and we'll be seeing you here in a couple weeks.
We appreciate it, guys. We'll see you here shortly.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Have a good evening. There you go, man. The gauntlet's thrown. I'm going to bring plenty of tissue to wipe her tears. You're listening to?
We need video.
Speed talk.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan. The Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. IndyProSports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Here we go again.
The best hits. Best hits.
I demand more.
And the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it. I need it. And I'm going to have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM. RealmsOfMusic.com. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hey, this is Josh Zimmerman, driver of the 09 CRA Late Model Sportsman and member of the Speed Talk family of drivers. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
All right, welcome back. We got Larry McReynolds from TNT with us. Larry, welcome to the show, bud.
Oh, glad to be hanging out with you. Hard to believe that this 2012 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series season is half over. We've got 18 in the books, and now we've got 18 to go. And it starts right up there in New England at Loudoun, New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend. And the big number, though, is 8 races until the chase. The next couple of months, racing all over the country, road course racing, short track racing, Loudoun this weekend, Pocono, Indy. But in about 2 months, we're going to know what 12 drivers, what 12 teams are going to go at it for 10 races in the chase for the championship this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, Larry, I can't believe that TNT's already been through 6 races already, you know, coming up this being your last one this weekend.
It's really hard to believe. You know, we started our 6-race package back at Pocono, and, you know, we've raced all over the country at a bunch of different racetracks. We started off at Pocono, and then we went to the 2-mile track at Michigan, and then we did some road course racing out in California at Sonoma. Then we went to Kentucky, and then, of course, Super Speedway racing at Daytona last Saturday night. And you look at our first 5 races, we've had 5 races with 5 different faces in victory lane, and I really wouldn't be a bit surprised for us to have our 6 different winner in our 6 races this Sunday up at Loudoun.
Well, you talk about, you know, you said something about Dale Earnhardt Jr. I mean, he finally wins one, and you guys get to do it on TNT.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, and I'm glad he didn't wait till our final race this weekend at Loudoun. It was good that we could live off that for a few weeks. But, yeah, we know it had been a 4-year winless streak for Dale Earnhardt Jr., but when you look at the way that he and his Hendrick Motorsports number 88 team has performed this year, you knew it was inevitably they were going to get the victory lane, you know, with the top 5s, the top 10s. 18 races, and it came close last Saturday night at Daytona, but he's completed every single lap of competition this year, and that's including those 3 restrictor plate races. Now, he wrecked coming to the checkered flag the other night, that big pileup coming off turn 4, but he was able to limp across the start-finish line to get credit for running all 160 laps. And, you know, the biggest thing, can they maintain it for 8 more weeks, and then can they maintain it on into the chase? I think with the points lead he has over the 11th place driver right now, Carl Edwards, that it's safe to say Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be in the chase this year. But they know it more than anyone. They know they need to win some more races and get those bonus points, just like what Tony Stewart did in the chase last year by winning 5 of the 10 races.
So, Larry, you guys have 6 races now. Any chance that TNT will get more in the future, like move it up to 8 or 10 races?
Well, I know that's what they'd love to get. Of course, the current TV contract, the package that's in place right now, goes through the end of 2014. But all the current networks, to my knowledge, of course, I worked for 2 of the 3. I worked for Fox the first 13 weeks and then move over to TNT the next 6, and then ESPN will have the final 17 starting at the Brickyard at Indy here in a couple of weeks. I know all of them would love to come back. You know, they know that NASCAR, as far as ratings and things of that nature, is second only to the NFL. I know TNT loves being a part of it. Actually, Turner Sports, they've been doing NASCAR racing for 25 years.
Yep.
And I know they'd love to continue to be a part of it. I do think they'd like to have more than 6 races because, just like you mentioned a while ago, you just get going. And here we are staring at our final race on TNT here in 2012 this weekend at Loudoun. But I do hope that all the networks that are part of it right now, that they do come back when the new contract is done, hopefully that will start coming into place over the next few months, maybe even before 2012 ends.
Well, Larry, I got to ask you, now that you brought that up, man, how is it different when you're on Fox to TNT? Or we all know you got the brains because, you know so much about NASCAR, but is it different when you go from one network to another?
Well, there's a lot of familiar faces and voices that are still involved with me that several of us do the double duty, if you might say. You know, Matt Yoakam is a print reporter for TNT as well as Fox. Barry Landis, our producer for our NASCAR on Fox races, he's the executive producer for the NASCAR on TNT races. So there's a lot of familiar faces and voices that are still there with me throughout both networks that I work for. The biggest thing is I play a totally different role with both networks. I somewhat do analyst work for both groups, but I'm in the booth along with Mike Joy and Darrell Waltrip in the Fox races. And then, of course, in the TNT races, I'm down in the little studio with my car that has the body that lifts off of it that Toyota supplies us, and I'm able to chime in. But it lets me look at the race through a different pair of eyes because I'm not like when I'm in the booth with Fox having to just watch every single move that everybody makes. I mean, you really can't take your eye off the ball. It's like, for example, in Kentucky 2 weeks ago when Tony Stewart had the electrical issue, I left my studio and went to their pits to talk to the engine tuner to find out exactly what went on. And I was able to come back with my Toyota cutaway engine and show the fans, the viewers at home, exactly what had went on. Obviously, the part, I can't do that. So the different roles that I play for TNT.
Well, maybe you should use that in your negotiation with your next contract for Fox and tell them you want to do that.
Well, I enjoy being in the booth with Darrell and Mike in those 13 races, but I do enjoy the role that I play for these six TNT races. There's no question. Both groups are great groups to work for. In our sport, unlike stick and ball sports, we never compete against each other. You know, if you look at NFL and Major League Baseball, that they have several networks that cover it. You know, you can flip channels like during the NFL season, and you'll see one game on Fox, one game on CBS, and of course Monday night on ABC. Well, the good thing about our sport, we only have one race a weekend, so we don't compete against each other. And I think that's one reason that when TNT created this package headed into 2007, Fox looked at several options and said, "You go and get the races. I encourage you guys to do." And I enjoy the opportunity that Fox, that TNT, and even Speed gives me, because even starting at Indy in a couple of weeks, I still am at the track every single weekend doing practice and qualifying shows and other ancillary program for Speed. I just think our sport would be a tough sport to do a third of the season or half the season and then walk away and not be at the track, because unlike stick and ball sports, our sport changes every single week. If you walked away for too long, you'd come back, and these things would have eight tires and wheels on them, and you wouldn't know when it happened or why it happened.
Well, let me ask you, Larry, with that being said, with all that you do, do you get more time off when you were a crew chief or as what you're doing now?
You know, it's just people ask me all the time, do I enjoy the broadcast work or did I enjoy being a crew chief? And I enjoy both. People will ask me, do I miss being a crew chief? Well, absolutely I miss it. If I didn't miss it, that means I wasted 18 years of my life.
Right.
But now I feel like when I go to the booth, I kind of view myself as crew chief for all 43 teams that are down there. And then I think also working with my son Brandon, who's run a couple of ARCA races this year, actually won the Talladega ARCA race back in the spring, helping him and watch his career grow, I think that kind of fills the competition void. I put my heart and soul into what I do. And once we get through Homestead and we get through the banquet in Las Vegas, pretty much from the second week of December till after New Year's, I'll completely shut it down. As a crew chief, couldn't really do that.
Right.
You know, we might take a few days at Thanksgiving off and a few days at Christmas, but you had to keep digging 365 days a year if you wanted to win races and be competitive as a crew chief.
Along the same lines, Larry, when you had the opportunity to get in the broadcast booth, and you had a really nice gig with RCR. How long did it take you to make that decision, and what all factors went into that?
It took a long time. I'm 53 years old, and it was the toughest decision I've ever had to make in my life. And I think the concern or the fear, if I said no to Fox, to David Hill, the chairman of Fox Sports that was calling me about this, there's such a small box of people that do what I do, I felt like if I turned it down, that the opportunity may never come back my way again. And they were offering me a two-year deal with Fox, and if I went and did it, and I didn't enjoy it, or maybe they didn't enjoy me, that I could still go back and be a crew chief. But it's a decision that took about 8 or 9 months. I involved my family, my wife, and at that point we only had the two children. Well, we had three, but the youngest one wasn't old enough to even know what her daddy was doing. I wanted to make sure that they were comfortable with this change that I was going to be making. But I've got to say it's been a decision that we all made together. And one that I've never looked back over my shoulder at.
Well, we here at Radio Speed Talk appreciate the decision you made because you have informed us, educated us, and entertained us every weekend for an awfully long time now.
Well, I have fun at what I do because I have a huge passion for NASCAR. It's the only thing I've ever done almost my entire adulthood life. And I hope I'm doing it. We've been doing Fox for 12 years and Turner for 6 now, and I hope I'm doing it another dozen years. And it's easy to have fun when you're doing something that you thoroughly, truly enjoy. And the other thing, if I'm not having fun, how in the world can I expect the viewer at home to have fun if I'm on there and I'm not sure that I'm enjoying doing what I'm doing?
Well, I got to tell you, Larry, there's two people that I really love listening to, you know, when they're doing races, and that's you and Benny Parsons. You guys are my two favorites, I got to tell you.
Flattering comment to be even in the same sentence with the late Benny Parsons, for sure.
Well, I mean it, man. I appreciate what you do. But I know you're a busy guy, so I'm going to ask you one last question here real quick. What is your biggest surprise in NASCAR this year, or do you have any?
Boy, I don't know. You know, I would have to say we spoke about one of them, and that's the resurgence of Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Right.
You know, I hate to say it was a surprise, but, you know, we've seen Dale Earnhardt Jr. start the year off several times strong.
Right.
I go back to 2008, his first year at Hendrick Motorsports, when we cleared Michigan in June. He was third in the points. He won the race. And then they absolutely fell off the map. But to see him get back to victory lane this year, to see the consistency and how competitive he has been every single week, I hate to say that is a surprise, but it's definitely a pleasant surprise to say the least.
Well, I got to tell you, Larry, real quick like that, but I mean, even when you guys do in-car shots of him, you could just see it in his eyes that he is more focused than I've seen him since he became a rookie in a Sprint Cup.
We see it in his interviews. When we interview him, his head is up, his hat is pulled down over his eyes. He's looking the interviewee or the camera right in the eye, and that's a different Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's got some bounce in his step right now, and he's got some swagger about him, and I hope he can maintain it, but especially when we get to that chase, because we know when you get to our playoffs, our 10 races in the chase, everybody's on even ground for the most part, and you absolutely, just like Tony Stewart last year, you better be flawless throughout those 10 races.
All right, Larry McReynolds from TNT, man, I appreciate your time, sir, and you have a great time, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the future again.
Well, I will look forward to it. And remember our broadcast this Sunday. We come on the air with the Countdown to Green, our pre-race show at 12 noon Eastern time. Greg Biffle, who's been so strong with Roush Fenway this year, he's going to be coming on the set with us and chatting with us a little bit. And then we take the green flag just shortly after 1 p.m., and it's on TNT, our final race of the year. And one other thing, I never thought I'd be promoting this, but I'm part of social media. You can send me a tweet. Love the fans. Love their comments, their questions. I try my best to interact as much as I can on Twitter. But my handle is @LarryMack28. That's @LarryMack28 on Twitter.
All right, sir. I appreciate it, man. Have a good time.
All right, y'all enjoy the race this weekend. The weatherman's treating us great up here, so everything's going to be good to go.
All right, we're ready. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, Larry McReynolds, man, TNT. I'll tell you what, we told him at the beginning it would just be a few minutes, but you can't stop.
No, and there's no reason to. Just keep right on flowing with that.
Amen to that. You're listening to?
Speed Talk.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan. The Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. IndyProSports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Here we go again. The best hits. Best hits.
I demand more.
And the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm going to have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, RealmsOfMusic.com. Playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Hi, this is Dennis Bickmeyer, president of Richmond International Raceway. You're listening to Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
Welcome back. Got Kenny Barr, Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner coming at you. And I told you this is going to be a fast show. It's going to even be faster here. Before we go into predictions, though, I just want to bring up a couple of things. We go to Daytona, and we'll talk about Daytona and Kentucky. Kentucky, we had Austin Dillon. Kenny wins the Nationwide. And then he gets docked 4 points because
he cheated.
Yep.
Now I think when the rear of the car got a little low.
It was too low. Mm-hmm.
And I never heard the why. It could be as simple as a shock that went bad or a spring that went bad during the course of the race. It's happened to every racer across the country at one time or another. No intentional cheating there at all.
Or the fact that he's young kid, he may want a low rider.
Well, there's an advantage to being lower center of gravity.
I know.
Well, then he turns around, Kenny, and he takes the pole at Daytona.
Hmm.
And immediately, or not immediately, after post-qualifying inspection, he get his time disallowed, so he goes back to the back of the field, and he still finishes fourth backwards, mind you.
Yeah. Imagine that. Huh?
Yeah, he got smacked around and got pushed around.
Top equipment. He's a little bit mad because of the infraction, which was a goofy infraction.
Right.
Both him and Tony Stewart got caught on the same thing. It gives you absolutely no statistical advantage or technical advantage whatsoever, but a rule's a rule, so you got to have your cap in the right place.
Well, I rolled my eyes. and I agree. I mean, the hose, I don't know how that, it was a cooling hose.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, is there that much advantage?
No.
I didn't figure there was. But let's go back to, I wanted to ask you one quick question about the lower rear end.
Mm-hmm.
Would NASCAR not take that in consideration that a shock may have broke, or does it really make that much of a difference being lower? Let me ask you that.
I think NASCAR takes it into consideration if the car was in an accident. Or like, you remember when Chad Knaus told Jimmy Johnson to back it into the wall if you win a couple of years ago?
Oh, if you win,
so they really can't. You can blame it on the crash or something. But if the car's in good shape and the shock just fails, that's your fault for not buying a good shock or rebuilding the shock properly. If your Landrum spring or whatever springs you're running went soft on you, that's your fault because you're buying springs that are inferior.
Okay.
So they're going to blame that on the team.
All right, real quick, we got to go into predictions. The first week in Kentucky, Kenny ended up at a 7.20. I had a 6.4.
17.20. We can skip this. We got a long show.
We got to do this quickly. 11.8 for Pete. Last week, Kenny and I really bit the big one. We both picked Tony Stewart, and he decides all of a sudden he doesn't want to drive the Nationwide, and we all know he would have won it anyway. So we got two 44-place finishes out of that.
I think it's time to talk about the Mulligan rule again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when Pete starts doing good.
Pete wins last week with an 8.17. I had a 2.8. Kenny was 16.67, which brings us to the season average. Pete is still at 8.92, Kenny 8.59, and somehow I snuck past Kenny because we both had a couple of bad weeks. But we're all within less than a point of each other, which is it makes it a little bit interesting. But Kenny and I decided that we're just gonna get crazy. We're only gonna do two races this week because. There is only two races this week.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Unless we started going into, like, some sort of series out on the West Coast or whatever.
Pete won't let us pick F1 anymore.
Well, as you heard,
Larry. There is no F1 this week.
Oh, isn't there?
There isn't one. We checked that, yeah. IRL's off. They're off.
Everybody's off.
Nationwide is off this week. So.
You know what it is? They're all getting ready for the off week that NASCAR is going to have, and they're going
to
have big races those
weeks.
You
know what? I'm going to have to go racing this weekend. I'll have to get a hold of Minix.
And we might have to, yeah, that sounds like fun to go to local guys. All right, Lee, listen up. We're going to do the Sprint in New Hampshire, as you heard Larry McReynolds mention earlier. And then Camping World trucks are going to be out in Iowa. So with that, Pete.
I'm going to go with last year's winner, Ryan Newman.
All right, Kenny.
Oh, Jeff Gordon, because he's way overdue.
I thought it was Jeff Who.
Jeff Who, yeah. That's
because
what Pete
didn't want to spell Gordon, apparently.
Oh, whatever. Let's get this over.
I'm going with Kevin Harvick and in the Camping World.
I'm
going
to go with Nelson Piquet Jr.
He's a road racer. He's not going to win on an oval. You're kooky.
Oh, yeah, and
James Buescher.
I'm going with my man, Tim Peters, been taking me all the way, and I believe he's still points lead. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
For fresher spices at better prices, visit AmericanSpice.com, the world's largest online spice retailer. You're just a click away from a huge selection of spices and blends. AmericanSpice.com has everything from the most popular spices and rubs to hard-to-find hot sauces, popcorn, and condiments. Make our charcoal seasoning part of your secret recipe. Visit AmericanSpice.com and discover prices lower than national grocery chains and unique gift sets for any occasion. AmericanSpice.com. Fresher spices, better prices.
I'm Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway and a fellow race fan. There's only so much time and money to do the things you really love in life. That's why we're making sure your time at the track this summer is better than ever. MIS is dedicated to delivering exciting NASCAR racing and a great escape with friends and family. You've earned your fun this summer, and MIS is committed to making sure you get it. We'll see you at the track. Michigan International Speedway. It's your speed.
We're asking people how big a marriage is.
Like how many people it affects.
Right.
So let's find out.
How big is it? I can't measure it. It's worldwide.
I would say as big as the universe.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people?
At least 1,000.
If you bring joy to your marriage, I'm kind of like, I want that too.
You see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Yeah, listen up, junkies. This is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal and the reality show Full Throttle Saloon. You dialed right smack dab on top of Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete. Ha! Them two sumbitches, come on.
Welcome back. Got Kenny Barr, Pete LaFuchsia, Cliff Tanner coming at you. I told you to hang on, man, because it was a heck of a show. We had Tony Schumacher and Mike Neff in the first
segment.
And in the second segment, we had Jason McCullough, who is a five-time BP champion for the
USLMIRA, Elemental PQRS.
And what's it all mean? United States Lawnmower Racing Association. And also, Larry McReynolds from TNT joined us. Man, I'll tell you what, that was hard to let him go. Just a great bunch of knowledge.
And guess what? We saved the audio this time.
Yeah, we saved it. Yeah, we didn't mess it up like last year. All right, special thanks goes to all of our staff, Tom Wolf, Josh Brewer, Rod Tanner, Tim Vaughn, Associate Producer 1 Minute with Mechanic Guru Kenny Barr. Check us out on the internet, radiospeedtalk.com, Twitter, at SpeedTalk2, or
KennyBarr52.
All right, become our friend of Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. We're on iTunes. Speed Talk is a production of Laughing Cliff Media, copyright July 2012. All rights reserved for my co-host and partner in crime, Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr. I'm Cliff Tanner. Remember, as an engine goes fast, you'll hear about it on
Speed Talk.
Yes, sir.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.